Thank you, Jeff, and thank you for hanging in here to the bitter end. Today I'd like to present two studies to you, field scale studies, evaluating both seeding depths of corn and soybean, separate studies. We'll begin with the corn study first. Four locations, and it essentially went down drainage from Cayuga County, well-drained, to somewhat poorly drained, down at Orleans and Seneca County. So we're going down drainage as we move down, and our four seeding depths, 2.54 to 6.3 centimeters, essentially 1 to 2.5 inches in 1/2 inch increments. These were field scale studies, so in the border rows, we corroborated the settings for seeding depth. Three of the four planters were brand new planters that year. Two of them we had to reset the depths a bit. They weren't as accurate for the soil conditions we were planting. We took plant populations at the V4 stage. Yield, they had yield monitors, but you never trust them, calibrated weigh wagons. Of course, it takes as much time to calibrate the yield monitor, so we just used the weigh wagon. And we'll go to the first site, brand new JD planter, 20-inch row spacing on a well-drained silt loam soil. We recommend 3.81 centimeters for seeding depth, or 1.5 inches. You'll have seven of these slides. Your left panel is plant populations and plants per hectare. Right panel is yield and megagrams per hectare. A horizontal is seeding depth. The filled-in circle is 2013 data, open circle is 2014 data. And we tried to fit regression equations to all the data. And when they were significant, I present them. When they were not, we used LSF means to test the means. And sometimes we did find significance, even though we did not get a regression response. So at this site in 2013, we found higher populations at the 3.8 centimeter depth, 1.5 inch depth. No response in yield in 2013. 2014, he switched the seeding, the plant populations on me, on my notes to me, so they're lower. Maximum populations came in at a seeding depth of about 4.8 centimeters. And there was higher yields at the 3.81 centimeters, but it was only a 3% yield difference. So much ado about nothing, which some would think, well, why are we doing a study on seeding depth? Well, let's go to the next site. This is a tile grain silt loam, so moderately silt loam soil. I work with this grower a lot. I bet that we planted May 6th. I bet the 1.5 inch was going to do best. He bet the 2.5 inch depth. I had beaten him twice previously on GMO versus non-GMO hybrids and plant populations. So I was 2-0 going into this study. Seeding depth does make a difference. That's his house there. He looked out all growing season at the 1 inch seeding depth. Not happy, it was next to the road. I think this was due, we finished planting, torrential rains. He put a pre-emergent herbicide on, had some Dual in it. They swore it wasn't Dual. He put on some deep fertilizer, so it wasn't due to drying out. It was due to something that he applied that the seeding depth was too shallow. Quadratic responses to both population and yield in both growing seasons. And in both growing seasons, maximum populations occurred from 5.08 to 6.35 centimeters, 2 and 2.5 inches. And in both years, maximum yields occurred at greater than 5.08 centimeters, 2 to 2.5 inch seeding depth. Really, the 6.2 to 6.35 seeding depth. Seeding depth doesn't make a difference. The average yield was 15% lower at my recommended seeding depth compared to what he was doing at the 2.5 inch. That's a 15% yield difference, 10% yield difference between the 2 and 2.5 inch seeding depth. We're talking about 15 to 25 bushels per acre difference just due to seeding depth. So he obviously won the bet on that one. I would have cost him 25 bushels per acre if he followed my recommendation. Let's go on to the next site. Kind of a poorly drained silt loam soil with tile drainage. After rains, it gets crusted, and grower just typically, I should say soybeans was the previous crop always, grower just typically discs it and plants it. 30-inch row spacing. This was an interesting site. We planted about May 10th to May 14th both years. I would have recommended a seeding depth of about 1.75 inches. In 2013, you'll see a quadratic response to population, maximum populations occurring more than 5.5 centimeters, and a positive linear response in yield, a 7.5% yield advantage by increasing seeding depth from 3.81 to 6.35 centimeters. It was dry for 2 weeks after planting. The shallower seeding depth died out or was retarded in emergence, delayed in emergence. So that was 2013. 2014, we planted, I think about May 12th, the same date. As soon as we get out of the field, 2-inch storm, you'll see a negative linear response populations to seeding depth and no yield response whatsoever. Again, I would have recommended 3.81 centimeters to 4.25 centimeters at this site. And in one of the years, 6.35 centimeters did best. Silty clay loam soil, again, somewhat poorly drained. It's tiled, will crust after heavy rain. Another brand new planter, JD, 15-inch row spacing. Finally got one right. I recommend 3.81 centimeters on this soil, and negative linear response in populations. Again, we got out of the field, planted about May 5th. Torrential rains shortly thereafter, soil crusted. The corn plant could not get out from the deeper depths. 2014, we couldn't plant till June 2nd, and more plants per acre at 3.81 centimeters. Positive quadratic response in yield both years with about 4.25 centimeters providing maximum yield. So in summary, three out of four times on the poorly silt loam soils, 6.35 centimeters did best. In two out of those 3 years, we planted in early May, which is early for us. Silty clay loam, about 4.2 centimeters did best, so we're kind of on the right in there for hitting the optimum population. There's about a 5% yield difference between seeding depths at that site. And on the silt, the well-drained silt loam soil, about 3.81 centimeters did best both years. Okay, let's move to soybeans. Again, we took plant population count at the V2 stage. Easiest to get populations in. All the growers had calibrated grain carts, so we used them. Didn't have to bring our weigh wagon. First site, 30-inch rows, a no-till site, actually ridge-till site, but we'll call it no-till. Again, populations on the left. Now, this time it's in plants per meter squared. Yes, plants per meter squared. And from previous research, we found if we had at least 25 plants per meter squared, we should not get a yield response. Well, you'll see we had a positive quadratic response in 2014 to seeding depth with the deeper seeding depth, giving us maximum populations peaking out at about 4.85 centimeters. We had quadratic responses in both years. An interaction, negative quadratic response in 2013 with 2.54 centimeters providing maximum yield, and a positive quadratic response in 2014 with about 4.7 centimeters providing maximum yield. 15-inch tile drained silt loam soil, kind of a heavy soil, grower's chisel here. negative linear response in plant populations both years. The deeper we planted, the lower the final stand, or the early plant establishment, I should say. But again, you'll note more than 25 plants per meter squared. So despite the negative linear response in plant populations, no difference in yield. And our final site, a 15-inch gravelly loam soil, grower typically chisels. You'll see once again a negative linear response in plant population to seeding depth. So we planted deeper, less plants per acre. This grower planted, he was the grower that planted at the highest seeding rate, planted 400 instead of my recommended 340,000 seeds per hectare. And we're always above 25 plants per meter squared. Nevertheless, we did get a yield response in both years, with the 3.81 centimeters showing the maximum yield in 2013 based on the first derivative of the regression equation, and then the LS mean showing the 3.81 yielding better than the 5.08 centimeters in 2014. So with soybeans, well-drained silt loam, it varied into strong interaction with years. 1 year, 2.54 centimeters. That was the year it was wet after planting. The next year, 4.85 centimeters. That was the year it was dry after planting. Tile-drained silt loam, we got no response, even though negative linear responses in population. And on the gravelly loam, about 3.81 centimeters. So, for 32 years, I have been fretting about soybean seeding depths. Drive my technicians nuts. We spend an hour to 2 hours trying to get right at 1.5 inches. And with corn, it's like, 1.5. Good enough for government work, we're close. But in our studies, we had more than a 7.5% yield difference in 3 of our site years. More than a 15% yield difference between the 1.5 and 2.5 inch seeding depth in 2 of the 8 site years. With soybeans, we never got more than a 7.5% yield response. And I think it's because with soybeans, they can compensate so much. If you have gaps, they can fill in. With corn, if you get an 8 to 12 inch gap, I don't know. Is there such a thing as flex ears? Maybe, I don't know. I've never seen them, I guess. We get hit more, so I think I will revise my philosophy on seeding depths and put a little bit more effort into making sure at the right seeding depth, given the conditions with corn, and maybe not fret quite as much on the soybean seeding depth. Thank you very much, and thank you all for hanging in here. I don't want to keep you from lunch. A question?
Bill, so do you think it's more, does the tillage practice affect the seed? In other words, if you had no-till conservation tillage or plow tillage?
Yeah, we weren't able to pull it out, but obviously it affects it. With soybeans, I like no-till because it doesn't dry on the surface and you usually don't get crusting. But yeah, it's a factor. You mold board, but it depends on the whole thing is conditions after planting, and you can't predict them. So like planting day, seeding rates, plant populations, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. I was right 60% of the time, 62.5% of the time, and that's what I say. I'm right 60% of the time. Do your own research from there. Use me as a starting point. There's another question over there. Oh, he's on his electronic device. Any more? Joe, thank you. They weren't. And the grower at that site where the 1 inch seeding rate failed miserably in one of the years, and then it got too dry in the second year, I think he used Reflex, had Dual in it, and just back in the 70s, we used to say Dual would cause problems, and I can't find anywhere saying Dual causes problems on shallow planted seed. So I think it was a DuPont product, Paul. I'm not sure.
One more.
Okay. Question?
So change their seeding depth over the season, or once it's set, they're done and dry?
I'm asking them to, before they pull into the field, just to give it a check. You know, I've done probably 30 experiments with growers, and the last thing they do is check on seeding depth. And I'm like, well, what's our seeding depth? Oh, I said it, said it here. I'm like, well, do you mind if we just check it before we begin? And I think you need to check it, especially in our region where the soils are so variable. So it changes with each field. It changes as the season progresses because it either gets drier or wetter. Greg?
So, Bill, is it wrong then, based on your data, to plant shallower and heavier soils that are more prone to crusting?
No, the silty clay loam, the 1.5, about 1.7 inch. But I will say I did see more. I rode the combine and counted the plants, two rows. We had more lodging at the 1 inch depth, definitely. And we had a little at that silty clay loam site where 1.5 inches did best. There was a little bit more lodging, but they were able to pick everything up. I think people need to get to lunch. Thank you very much.